Suicide FM.
Suicide FM, l'émission de l'afterlife. Tous les mardis, de 10h à 13h.
Sonia est anglaise, elle vivait à Londres et elle a déménagé à Berlin en octobre de l'année dernière. Elle travaille en tant que designer et elle étudie en parallèle le design 3D et les illustrations numériques. Elle vivait à Londres depuis 13 ans, mais cela va faire 6 ans qu'elle envisageait de partir. Et elle en a profité durant cette pandémie pour faire ce choix. Elle aime faire la fête, elle aime les chats et elle est également végane. Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us. So I introduced you and I said the job that you're doing. So you said you're not working today.
No, I'm actually off work today, which is really, really nice. I had a bit of a crazy week, actually, about a week ago.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
A week ago today, actually, I had a routine appointment with a doctor, and they found a cyst.
Oh, fuck.
on my ovary, which
was... Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is completely out of the blue. Anyway, they removed it 2 days later.
Okay.
Healthcare in Germany is pretty incredible. And so, yeah, now I'm back home and I have the week off work, which is actually quite nice.
So you had a full operation.
It was so crazy. Wow. It was under a week from finding it to having it removed. Now here I am.
And now you're fine.
And now I'm absolutely fine.
Right, so there is no consequences and no risks.
Amazingly not. I've got a couple of stitches.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting in bed at the moment, looking out the window and, trying to sort of limit my movement.
Fair enough.
But it was all fine. And I am actually really glad to have the week off.
Thank God they found it.
I know.
Yeah, fair
so
enough.
Weird. So the human body is so weird.
Fair enough. So how? So otherwise, you're working from home at the moment.
Yeah, working from home. I started a job pretty much as soon as I got here last October.
Right.
And I felt really smug when I first arrived because I'd just left London, which was going into lockdown, and I got here. And it was like still quite free. So I went, had a few weeks in the office, which was bizarre. First time I'd been into an office all year. And ever since then, I've been working from home in my little flat.
Fair enough.
Which is quite nice.
How do you feel so alone?
This is Xavier, by the way.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Fine. I mean, I'm in a shared flat with a lovely French boy called Valentin.
Valentin
with two cats as well. So I've got company, and I mean the cats. I don't know if anyone else has pets. I don't know if either of you two has pets at the moment, but I feel like they've been saving my mental health just having little fun creatures around.
It was the same for my kid.
Just saving your mental health.
And where are you staying in town?
Where are you in Berlin?
I'm in Kreuzberg.
But why are you staying in town? Why don't you leave?
Oh, I really like it here. I'm really happy in my little place.
And how is the people in Berlin? How is it going on in Berlin?
Yeah, no, it's weird. Ever since I've been here, I haven't really been out and about that much sort of meeting people. I've met my colleagues mostly on Zoom, so it's very weird just getting to know people virtually. But it's been, I imagine the same over there, but it's been really, really cold here recently, so there's barely been any people around.
Is Berlin under lockdown?
Yeah, we're still under lockdown. So
shops are closed, schools are closed.
Yeah, I think schools are going back soon.
Right.
But everything else is closed. Like the supermarkets are open, and I love as well. they've classified wine shops as essential.
Of course they have. Beers. The Germans need the beer for sure.
Same in
France.
Yeah,
we do.
It's the same here, yeah.
We even have chocolate shops as essentials, which I found hilarious. So you could find, even in the midst of the lockdown, chocolate shops were opened.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, you need your chocolate.
And how is it going? If you want to go out, is there some private illegal parties or not?
I think there probably are.
Surely in Berlin.
I'm sure there are. I haven't been invited to any, I have to say. And I certainly wouldn't go at the moment. But I'm sure there are happening. I mean, I think...
Because there was demonstration, people struggling against wearing the masks. You had demonstrations in Berlin. So I guess there are many people who don't want to follow the rules.
Yeah, there were big demonstrations here. I mean, it's sort of interesting because my understanding is first lockdown here, where I wasn't here actually, I was in London still, people were very well behaved and everybody followed the rules and nobody complained. And, you know, Germany was this kind of success case in a sense of how to do lockdown in Europe. But now, or it was seen that way, and I think people felt quite proud of it here. But second time around, there's been much more resistance, I think, and people are getting tired and starting to question everything.
Are you rebelling yourself? Are you tired as well?
I go in cycles of being really bored and over it and just like, oh my God, I just want to be out in the middle of, you know, in the middle of like hundreds of people again.
Mosh pit.
Touching people.
Yeah.
And being too close to people and having conversations with strangers. And then being like, oh no, you know, maybe this is okay. Maybe this is quite, just trying to settle into like this calm and cooking for myself. And, you know, trying to get lots of sleep and all the things I never really did before all of this. But I'm pretty excited at the thought of being able to hang out in groups of people again. I think that's the thing I miss the most.
And what else is missing you?
What else do you miss?
What
else do you miss, Sonia?
What else do I miss? Mostly the people and the sort of spontaneous, you know, spontaneity. That idea that you don't have to plan everything, you could just sort of walk out of the house and things might happen, and you go and see somebody and then maybe somebody else comes along and then maybe you find out about something interesting that's going on somewhere and you go there. And there's this, you know, this kind of ability just to walk out, and I think I notice it in cities. And obviously Berlin, I've only lived here during lockdown, unfortunately. But this sense of possibility that you have in cities of like, oh, there's so much going on.
Mm.
And
so what do
that
you,
idea that you can just wander out and have an adventure.
And so if we now, because it's time for that, we close our eyes and can you make us feel what you want to live in Berlin? What do you really want to leave? You go out of your house, it's like 7, and what in the afternoon, what will you do? I'm closing my eyes.
Okay, I'm gonna close my eyes as well. So I'm walking out of the house. Ideally, in my head, it's really warm. It's really warm and sunny. And I'm wearing, this is another thing I miss, I'm wearing really fun clothes. I'm so bored of wearing pyjamas and loungewear. So I'm wearing really fun clothes and sunglasses and some shiny stuff, and I go and I meet a friend by the canal and we grab some beers and we go and walk down by the canal and sit down, and we see loads of other people there hanging out, and maybe, you know, they need a bottle opener and we've got a bottle opener, so we start a conversation and we hang out with them. And they invite us to this party later, and we're like, yeah, cool, we'll come to your party. And then some of our other friends are like, oh, what are you doing? They give us a call. They come down to the canal. Maybe they bring some, one of my favorite things here is this German sparkling wine called Rotkäppchen, which is like, you get it in all the corner shops and it's really cheap, but it's kind of disgusting, but it's really fun. And so people come and they've got bottles of hot caption. And so we sit by the canal, just getting like that kind of fun afternoon drunk, you know, where everyone's just feeling kind of happy and it's in the sun. You know, maybe, I don't know if you can swim in the canal here. Maybe that's a bit too disgusting. But maybe we put our feet in the canal. And then, yeah, and then we just gather more people. And as the evening falls, we go to this party that we've been invited to. And maybe we go home and change and put on some different fun clothes, which I also miss. And some makeup. I really miss dressing up. There should be food in here somewhere, but in my mind, like, I feel like I'm not missing food. In my mind, I'm missing being outside with groups of people and parties and drinking. But at some point, there's probably some delicious food involved. I feel like that's essential.
And this stranger boy, which is approaching you and now kissing you without knowing his name. Because everybody's crazy now and everybody's kissing each other. And deeply, what do you think about what's going on? Are you in resistance somehow? Can you feel a bit angry? How do you feel?
I feel, no. I mean, I feel very different here to how I did in the UK. Because here I do at least have a sense that the government is handling it competently. And I trust what the German government is doing. And, you know, it sucks. Like, I really miss things. But I want everyone to be safe. And I want things to happen in a safe way. And I don't want to put people's lives at risk. So I'm bored and I'm frustrated. But I accept what's happening here. I think it was different in the UK.
So what do you do these days to make you feel better if you're ever feeling in this kind of mood of nostalgic or just unsure about the future? What do you do?
Help our listeners to feel better.
Give us some tips to feel good, Sonia. The good tips.
My good tips. What have I got? Well, do you know what? One thing is finding music that I find really uplifting, and I use music as a kind of emotional trigger sometimes. So I find stuff that makes me just feel really excited, and I sometimes put on, if I find something, I find a mix or I find some tracks that just make me feel really like, yeah, and sort of powerful and upbeat, and I just sort of get up and dance around my room, because I also realize I think I've forgotten how to dance. It's been too long.
I know, and I miss that.
I miss it. And I was like, before, you know, if we ever dance again, I should probably get some practice in so that I don't just turn up on the dance floor.
Just have your hips
look like
too stiff.
Idiot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I went dancing the other day and then I just felt, oh my God, my hips are so stiff. Because we used to party every weekend. And there's something about your muscle that just on less loose. And yeah, I think I'm going to buy you a hula hoop. Hula hoop in the living room.
That's a really good idea. I noticed it in my hips and my sort of thighs, all of those, that sort of hip leg area. And I was like, oh. So that, I found that really helpful. The other thing that I found, and this is, I suppose, probably different for everybody, but seeking out something that makes me laugh. I find if I'm in a really like spiraling down a little bit, if I can shake myself out by laughing, that for me is a really effective. So I follow loads of stupid accounts on Instagram that I find really
that does
funny.
Help. Yeah.
And actually sometimes just that, seeing a stupid meme or, you know, some like stupid viral content that makes me laugh, that often does the trick. Like, not in a long-term goal, you know, not in a particularly long-term way necessarily, but in that moment of just being sort of a bit stuck in your own head, just watching a silly, usually it's like some silly animal video but that seems to help.
So music, dancing, laughing, that's Sonia's mm-hmm. tips to feel better in
those
gloomy
tips.
Times thank
yeah.
you so much.
I mean, then the obvious ones of like obviously wine being an essential service.
You do like your wine. I remember that. Oh, I miss drinking wine with you.
And you chose You chose Erika Casier, excusez-moi de vous couper dans vos familiarités. Mm. You chose Erika de Casier, Do My Thing. So what is it?
Yeah.
What is it? What did you choose it?
So this for me is just such a like feel good song. I came across Erika de Casier during lockdown actually quite recently. And she makes this like really kind of old school sounding R&B, and it's just so lovely. I don't really know how else to describe it. I suppose it also has a kind of feel good, maybe nostalgia, like, you know, the kind of music that maybe I was listening to when I was a teenager and was still feeling optimistic about the state of the world. But yeah, it's just a really fun song, and you know, she just wants to do her thing, and yeah, it's really great. I put this on and this always puts me in a good mood.
Thank you, Sonia.
We'll listen to this now. Bye, Sonia. Thank you for speaking to us, and hopefully I'll come to Berlin to see you soon.
Yeah, we'll drink some wine.
Or you come to Paris and you'll do another radio show, this time at the office.
Yeah, let's do it.
Enfin, quand j'étais petit, je supportais mal la province.
Suicide FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Stop the music and go home.
Et si en réalité, tout allait bien ?